the glass on you.
I told you about strawberry fields. You know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go.
Fist in the Face of Clues, Glass Onion, the first song where we get a major song saying, there's a clue. Oh yeah. Here's a clue for you all, the walrus's paw. The fool on the hill, man, he's still living there still, man, listen to me. The walrus and I are as close as can be.
I told you about the fool on the hill. I tell you, man, he's living there still. Well, here's another place you can be.
Glass Onion, a big clue song. The walrus is Paul, man. The walrus is Paul.
Number nine.
It isn't always necessary to hear lyrics of the Beatles' music in a forward motion.
Number nine
was the first big clue.
Number nine.
Only difference is you split channels and you play things backwards. And you get this. Number nine turns into
Yonderman.
You will have to listen terribly closely. You will be hearing this on a split channel. A gurgle, a scream. He hit a light pole. We better get him to see a surgeon. And then a scream. So anyhow, he went to the dentist. Instead, he gave him a pair of teeth that weren't any good at all. Then a car horn. My wings are broken, and so is my hair. I'm not in the mood for words. Then more gurgling. Sounds of war. Find the night watchman. A suit. It must be a louse. A fine natural imbalance. Must have got it between the shoulder blades. And then we hear the twist. The Watusi. The El Dorado. Listen awfully closely.
So any role, he went to the dentist instead of getting from there and teeth, which wasn't any good at all. So instead of that, he joined the bloody man and he went to see.
Jack!
Beetle Plot.
Number.
The Beetle Plot will continue after station identification.
Number nine.
This is FM Dearborn.
Well, actually, this is...
Nice bit. While we were listening to it, I was asking where exactly that came from. And my headsets are cutting out on me. So if I turn my head funny, it just means that they're cutting out. That's pretty heavy-duty stuff.
I was trying to recall where that was from, and I think it's from the White Album, and we split the two channels to begin with.
Yeah, maybe now explain that, split the two channels.
Well, first
channels.
Of all, the stereo A and B channel, I think, as I recall, we pulled one channel completely off, and we picked it up on one of the two channels. That equalized it, in other words, got it as crisp as we could and brought it up. In some cases, we would just take our finger and move the record around because sometimes you couldn't pick it up.
But it was just,
or
yeah.
Slow the tape down. In either case, right. We would get that out of there.
And that was actually in there? You didn't...
That stuff, nothing has been doctored.
Nothing that we've heard so far. None of those voices saying all those weird things?
No.
About teeth and hair and...
No, it's all in there.
Broken wings and... I can't even remember. It's mind-boggling. It really is. To this point where we have arrived here at... isn't that amazing? 11 minutes after 7 o'clock here. The Marston program is what you're listening to, and in case you have just joined us and thought that perhaps we had gone completely out of our whatever, what we have been listening to for the past half hour has been the tape... of the presentation that was done by my guest tonight, John Small. And John at the time was at that radio station you heard the identification for, which was WKNR, called Clear Boys and Girls, in Detroit, Michigan. And of course, as we have already talked, those who have been with us here since 6 o'clock, John is the gentleman who has put all of this together along with the help of two of his friends. They did it 9 years ago this month. It's the first time since 9 years ago that this tape has been heard anywhere, and it is the tape that literally ignited the entire world with rumors of Paul McCartney's death. And never really did have an opportunity to talk with Paul McCartney, but I understand you saw him when he was in concert at the Gardens.
Yes. And he's actually alive, I believe.
You really believed it was him?
We're not sure. It may have been a hologram.
It wasn't Billy Shears. But it wasn't Billy Shears?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I should also mention, because I remember at the time when all of this was done, the one hole that I always felt there was in the theory was the OPD thing. And I knew that coming from the United States as the whole program originally did, that you may not have known that OPP was in fact an Ontario Provincial Police, and that the crest that is on his sleeve is in actual fact an OPP police crest. And I spoke to you this afternoon about that, and we got out the Sgt. Pepper album, you and I, together. And suddenly I realized that in fact, the last P on the crest looks as though it has been doctored.
Yes.
It doesn't look like a crease in the clothing, as my eye had originally thought. And it does look... You actually did know what an OPP was 9 years ago.
It was... we had had that inclination because, of course, having broadcast that program in Detroit, our signal went almost to London.
London, Ontario.
Ontario.
Yeah.
So we had a great deal of input from people from Windsor and the surrounding areas.
Yeah, but on that, it is interesting on that Sergeant Pepper LP.
It does not look like OPP.
No, it actually looks as though someone has... If you folks know anything about photography and what can be done with airbrushes and other assorted things like that, it's phenomenal what you can do with a photograph.
For sure.
And it looks as though the last P in OPP has been doctored, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well,
strange,
okay.
Though, isn't it? Because you think one thing and you see and you look and then you sort of play games with your own mind after having listened and or looked at all that product.
Yeah. There's so much information in there. We've been listening for 30 minutes, and it's phenomenal, either the consequence of it all, or indeed the satanic thinking that was going on within a group of four Beatles who we would have never suspected.
I could never possibly think that all that is coincidental, even now.
We'll have a couple of commercials, and then we'll return to... continue with the tape and also a special interview with John Lennon.
The little car that showed the big guys...